Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Weichach. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I have a really great episode today where I basically call it social media for realtors. And you would think, especially now, I mean, you would think that realtors have a firm grip on what they should and should not be doing on social media. And many do. There are some really great realtors putting out tremendous content on social media. And then there's some people who put out content that's just not that good at all. And then there's other people in the real estate industry, which this might be the most shocking, that ignore social media almost like it was like a new version of the CB radio. And it's wild because social media is here to stay. And if you leverage it properly, it can be a tremendous tool for your growth. So, you know, what are some of the things that you need to be doing if you're a realtor right now on social media? Well, number one, I think above all else, you have to show your personality and you have to be authentic. People relate to authenticity. They want to see you be a real person. They don't just want to see you putting listings out there. They want to see you sharing interesting content, behind the scenes type stuff. I remember one of my listing videos that I did, we were trying to shoot the video and I tripped on a step and I fell down. It looked like when Evander Holyfield got knocked out, you know, and it hit the ground. And it was like a funny kind of moment, kind of embarrassing. That video, when I posted it, was one of the videos that got the most traction on social media. People want to see you be a real person. Don't be afraid of that type of stuff. Another thing that you want to do on social media, educate people about your industry. Don't just try to sell them stuff. Post valuable content, tips for home buyers, market updates, you know, mortgage advice, the importance of getting pre-approved. You should try to teach people the things that they need to know and understand. And don't just think that because you know it, everybody does. It's just not true. Educate, don't just sell. Clearly, obviously, I'm a big believer in this, but please use more video content on social media. I can't tell you how important it is to post high-quality videos. One, it's the number one way for people to feel like they know who you are. They know who you are as a person. They know what you stand for. You know, I have people, believe it or not, and look, we're doing some video content, but I have people that'll come up to me and talk to me that I don't know, but they feel like they know me. And I'll say like, hey, you know, like, who are you? Like something like, not like in a mean way, but like, I'm not sure if we've met before. Oh no, I watch your videos or whatever it may be. It's a pretty cool thing. So please use more video content. People want to see who you really are and nothing does that quite like video. Engage with your followers. All right. If you put out content on social media, whether it's about a listing or a video, whatever it may be, and people are commenting and you're not commenting back, you're missing the point, all right? The purpose of social media is to create a two-way conversation. It's not just a posting platform, all right? It's not a bulletin board, all right? It's create the conversation, be active in that conversation, and highlight success stories, and don't be afraid to share testimonials from clients, all right? Now look, there's a fine line, right? Are you bragging or are you telling people that you do a good job? What is it? You know, they call it humble bragging, I guess, as a popular term. There's nothing wrong with celebrating a job well done, especially if you keep the focus on the people that you're helping. Other people like to see that. Now, those are the things that you need to be doing more of or that you need to start doing if you're not doing them. There are some things you need to avoid on social media. Don't just post listings, all right? Anyone can do that, right? If people wanted to see just listings, there's a million websites that they could go to see just listed. It's more than putting out, you know, just listed, just sold, my favorite, pending, under contract. Dear God, stay away from those. But mix it up a little bit. Try to be informative. Try to be entertaining. All right. No one wants to see just a listing robot. It doesn't work. I still see people using generic stock photography, which is unbelievable to me. I mean, it's so easy to go outside and just take an actual picture of what's actually there. I don't understand. I see people
who have pictures of houses on their business cards that don't look like any houses in the communities that they live in. That is insanity. All right. You got to stop doing that. Like, take an actual photo, use actual footage of the community that you live in. Generic stock photography. I mean, just please, trust me, stay away from that stuff. Another thing you want to think about on social media, don't be too formal. All right. And don't be too salesy. Now, look, obviously, it's a sales job, so you have to try to sell. I mean, that's the purpose of what we're doing. But try to be as relatable to people as you can. Be conversational with your content. It doesn't have to look like an infomercial, all right? Like, you're not selling the sham wow. You know, it's real estate. Try to be a normal person. You have to pay attention to trends, and you have to pay attention to algorithm changes, all right? If you're someone who wants to put 30 hashtags on every post, because it worked 5 years ago, it might not be working today, all right? You have to stay up to date on what that may be. Don't be afraid to put a little bit of money behind your marketing as well. People get so weird about that, like, oh, I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to run an ad, whatever. They work, all right? I've been going to the same barber forever. I don't know, 30 plus years. I don't know, a long time. You know, they've been around forever, and they just started running literally ads in the newspaper. And I was talking to my barber and she goes, we're getting really busy. You know, we started to run ads and we're getting busy. Wow. Imagine that, right? So like if you advertise and tell people what you do, it actually brings new people to your business. Guys, you need to do that as a realtor as well. Don't be afraid to put some money behind your marketing. It definitely works. And perhaps the biggest mistake I see, and maybe the most frustrating, you have to be consistent with your efforts. I tell people all the time, guys, post videos. You know, we started this channel a little over a year ago. I think in our first year, we posted over 300 videos, basically every day posting. And I talk to people, I'll say, hey, are you doing video? They go, you know, Dave, I put a video out there, but I don't think it worked. What? You put one video out there and you don't think it worked? You did it once? Like, well, yeah, you're right. It didn't work. I mean, like, you have to understand that when you make a Facebook post, like maybe 10% of your friends actually see that post. So like you have to be consistent. It can't be one video. It has to be all the time. It's something that you have to cultivate. It's something that you have to build. It's something that you have to make a commitment to. Once a month isn't going to get it done. Once ever isn't going to get it done. You have to pay attention to it. Treat your social media almost the way you would treat a garden. You got to water it daily if you want the fruits of your labor to show. So be consistent with your effort. It's one thing that I see realtors struggle with all the time. They think, yeah, you know, I did the, you know, I posted one video and it didn't get 7 million views. You're right. I know. It takes a little more than that. You have to be willing. This thing is it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Stay consistent and the results will be there. That's all for today. Talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.